Good morning, this is Joel and Hannah with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the move for land to be given back to certain First Nations corporations in 15 rural Australian communities has received heavy backlash from locals, being seen as an inefficient way of bettering outcomes for Indigenous communities. Tubia Elder Rex McGrady has voiced his concern representing his community and speaking for other elders of the Gamilaroi people, commenting that if the land were to be handed over, the community would be left with just 33 titles of land and one public toilet. The people of Tubia have made it clear that they were not concerned with illegal ownership and view the campaign as an act of despotism.
Experts from the University of Queensland have made a breakthrough in disease research. Observing how changes to DNA affect the development of disease, the team of researchers from UQ's Brain Institute identified two enzymes that regulate the onset of age-related and inherited diseases. The report found that by increasing the levels of these enzymes, the progression and effects of related diseases could be slowed, with Dr. Anne Hahn and Professor Stephen Zurin saying the findings are promising for future therapeutic applications.
In national news, winter heat records could be broken in the coming days, with several expected heat waves to hit central Australia today. The Bureau of Meteorology have forecasted for these heat waves to spread through the country, seeing warm weekends for almost all Australian major cities. Notably, records could be broken in Alice Springs, reaching a predicted 35 degrees on Friday, and the small town winter record could be broken in Coober Pedy on the same day.
The CSIRO is set to cut as many as 500 jobs as part of cost-saving measures and a broader restructure of the government-funded Australian Science Agency. Chief Executive Dr. Doug Hilton announced the cuts on Wednesday, saying that 375 to 500 staff in non-research or support roles will be let go. The CSIRO's Staff Association wrote to the Minister for Industry and Science, Ed Husick, calling the cuts reckless, and saying they have the potential to jeopardise important research.
In international news, Egyptian officials have expressed scepticism over ongoing peace talks between Israel and Palestine. Egypt, which holds a dual position as mediator and affected stakeholder, has criticised United States' intercession on the issue, despite the Western power increasing diplomatic efforts to bring an end to the escalating conflict, with the country's officials saying that failures to address key issues, including demilitarization of the Gaza Strip, have proved to be an ongoing concern. One unnamed Egyptian official has said that the United States' continued promises without guarantees have stymied negotiations, echoing similar comments from top Hamas figure Osama Hamdan last week.
For your weather today, Brisbane is foggy this morning, but a sunny afternoon is expected. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.